Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is called Brands versus Branding, and it's actually an excerpt from an article of mine that brandchannel.com just published. The article is called Branding is Dead, Long Live Brands. Many pundits have declared the death of branding, and it would be difficult to argue to continue typical branding activities. Creating an image to serve as the face of a company, refreshing a logo or tagline in an attempt to reinvigorate the business, or developing advertising campaigns to just get our name out there, the business value of these efforts can indeed be questioned. Today's savvy consumers are likely to see through a brand facade. They can easily find out if the business practices, products, and people behind a brand are what their ads say they are. And they're more likely to trust their own experience or the recommendation of a friend or even an online reviewer than a company's own chest thumping. In fact, one could argue that the historical role which brands played, that is, serving as symbols to guarantee a certain level of quality, is no longer relevant or useful today. But that's not to say that brands themselves are no longer valuable. Brands are needed now more than ever. In a depressed economy marked by intense competition over limited consumer spending, brands are more important than ever. Brands can add to the top line and help the bottom line. A strong brand, one, attracts and retains more customers because it differentiates an offering and makes it less easily copied. Two, sustains price premiums and higher margins because customers perceive they are getting something of greater value. Three, helps leaders identify and seize new sources of growth by driving innovations with rich insights about customers and market opportunities. Four, enables more efficient and effective business processes because employees and their activities are integrated, aligned, and focused on creating value. Five, increases the market value of the business to investors. Six, delivers better results in recruiting, training, and retention because it's clearer what's expected of employees and what it takes for them to be successful. And finally, a strong brand gives more negotiating power with suppliers, channels, and M&A prospects due to the increased customer leverage. Strong brands produce these far-reaching results because they are more than images or messages. A strong brand is the core of the business. It's the bundle of values and attributes which defines, first, a product or service's value which is delivered to its customers, and second, the way of doing business which is the basis of a company's relationships with stakeholders. And by the way, a stakeholder is a person or group that has an investment, share, or interest in something. Stakeholders are employees, board members, business partners like vendors and distributors, agencies or investors, shareholders, etc. And a brand defines the way a company does business with each of them. Simply put, a brand is what a company does and how it does it. And strengthening a brand involves improving what the company delivers to its customers and how it runs its business. Instead of simply representing the business to the outside world, the brand should drive it from the inside out. As such, brand development efforts should not be focused on outward-facing branding tactics, but rather internal brand-building methods and processes. Brand-building is most effective when the brand is used to generate shared insights about the business, planning decisions are driven by the brand, and a brand perspective is woven into all aspects of business execution. Leading companies have adopted brand-building practices that impact the core functions of their business. Others will soon follow suit when they realize they need a new approach, one that is more in tune with the changing market and optimizes their core operating systems in delivering customer value. The difference between building brands and branding is becoming clearer, because with the dramatic changes in the economy and groundbreaking developments in technology and communications, branding may indeed be dead, but brands can and must be stronger than ever. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Take care and thanks again.